Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Then we become control freaks. We're going to control everybody and everything around us, even God. And then we get out of control because the consequences of our own addictions, our own compulsions, in order to cover up the hurt that we feel, the estrangement that we feel, the friends and family that we've lost, we cover all of that up and we wake up and we're out of control.
Have you ever felt like your life was spinning out of control? Or have you ever felt hopeless, powerless, and vulnerable? Well, these are feelings we've all experienced. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. I'm Wayne Shepherd. The truth is, almost everyone needs help at one time or another, whether it's because of an addiction or a destructive habit. The good news is that there is a way out. And today, Dr. Young reveals where true hope lies as we begin a series called 12 Steps to Freedom. We'll start with today's message, Hope for the Helpless, when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns from this short break. Once again, welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we begin the message today, Dr. Young wants to send you his powerful booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life, and a CD copy of today's message, Hope for the Helpless. This powerful combination pack helps you find hope in God's Word when the going gets tough, and it's our gift to thank you for your donation to keep The Winning Walk on this station. So please give us a call and request your copy of these special resources now. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-WALK. 9255. Today's message is called Hope for the Helpless. It's the first in Dr. Young's 12 Steps to Freedom series, where he shares proven truth mined from the biblical roots of the 12-Step Alcoholics Anonymous program. We're the book of Psalms for this life-changing message on The Winning Walk. Here's Dr. Young.
Without question, Chuck Yeager is one of the great fighter pilots of this generation. As a test pilot, he holds many records that still stand to this day. He tells a story in his book entitled Yeager, how he was once testing a Lockheed Firefighter 104F. And he said he was testing this fighter and this F-104. And he said he went up and he climbed to a height of about 40,000 feet. And he cut the engine and he fired a rocket that was in the tail of the plane that he said would propel him over the top. And this rocket shot him up to a height of 104,000 feet. He called that topping out. He said in this test flight that the plane was supposed to turn over and get its nose down, but at about a 28-degree descent angle, somehow the nose popped up. He had another rocket he fired that would bring the nose back down, but it was unsuccessful. And Yeager said immediately he went into a flat spin. Now, any pilot knows when you go into a flat spin that you are spinning out of control. The only way out is perhaps to put the throttle down all the way, but with the engine out, Yeager did not have that alternative. So he went into a deadly flat spin in which he had no way out. They calculated that that F-104 went around 14 different times, almost like a CD on a turnstile, before it hit the floor of the desert, and Yeager ejected the beginning of that 14th spin. He punched out. I wonder if anybody here today feels like that your life is slowly but surely spinning out of control. That's true of so many people. Because we live in a dysfunctional culture, because most of us were brought up in dysfunctional homes. And most of us married other people who were brought up in dysfunctional homes, and therefore we have had a dysfunctional home, and we have produced dysfunctional children, and they in turn will marry other dysfunctional children, and so the cycle goes on and on and on. Now, you know what the word functional means. Something that is functioning is something that is performing the way it was made. It is a normal kind of activity. It is functioning well. But we have taken the word dysfunctional and we have propelled it into a new area of understanding today. The word dis, the prefix there, it means unlucky or dangerous. It means you are dangerously functioning. And a lot of people who are in deadly flat spins, whose lives are spinning out of control, you know this morning, you are functioning in a dangerous, dangerous pattern. The operative word is control. We gain control. Do you know the real issue in the Garden of Eden was a question of control? Adam and Eve kicked God out of the garden thinking, as we still think this, that we kick God out, then we become like God. And so when first man and first woman kicked the Almighty out and said, we're going to do our own thing, we're going to live our own life, they took over the castle of their life. And we've been doing the same thing ever since because we say it's just the natural, normal thing to do. We sin naturally. Nobody had to teach us. We're Phi Beta Kappa at it right at birth. We just sin naturally. And therefore, we take the castle of our lives and we throw God out and we build a moat around the castle. We take a drawbridge and we lift the drawbridge and we put our flag over the castle and say, I'm going to run my life. We get control. But we're not satisfied with that. We not only get control, but then before long we become control freaks. Do you know how that works? We try to control others. One way we do it is by our own image. We project ourselves to be better than we really are. We project ourselves to be more intelligent than we really are. We project ourselves to be kinder than we really are. And therefore, we put out this false image, and many people live their whole life on a stage. And therefore, when somebody says, I like you, or they want to become our friend, or they love us, we don't trust that because we say in our heart of hearts, if you really knew what I was like, the real me, you wouldn't trust me, you wouldn't like me at all. And therefore, we try to control someone else by what they see of us. And we project that upon them. We're control freaks. Also, we control people financially. Parents do this. I've given you everything and you do this. I've provided everything and you disappoint me like this. We control people financially. We're so skillful at that. And that's how we operate many, many times. Also, we control people emotionally. And we want to project that image. We want to get in their emotions. And someone comes and we confide in them and we pour out our hearts to them. We let them walk on the holy ground of our life. We make deep confessions of them. And then when they back away, we say, oh, you can't back away. Because all of a sudden, we are controlling them emotionally because we confided in them. How skillful we are at being control freaks. How skillful we are at projecting that image we don't want others to see. A man told me that his wife made him take his daughter to McDonald's out on a date. His wife said, you know, you hadn't been out with Mary in such a long time. You and her, you just go to McDonald's. He said, I didn't want to do it. I had so many things to do. But he said, reluctantly, I went to McDonald's and said, we ordered and we were talking a little bit. But he said, some people from the church came in and some of my friends came in. He said, all of a sudden, I became animated. And I realized I was talking louder than I should. And I was showing real affection to my daughter. And we were having a good time. We were laughing together. And he said, I did that when I walked out, hoping that all the people, the friends that knew me in there would say, boy, that's a great guy. What a great daddy that is in there. I know that none of you have ever done anything like that.
This is The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. And today's message, Hope for the Helpless. Be sure to visit our website for more powerful resources to strengthen your walk with Christ. You can order CDs or DVDs, find free streaming messages, or even submit a special prayer request. Go to winningwalk.org today. That's winningwalk.org. And while there, you can also sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can follow us on Twitter to receive encouragement. We're found on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now, here's a preview of more proven truth for the hopeless.
And sometimes we change external things and we say, boy, I don't drink anymore, but we become obese. And we say, boy, I've got my weight under control, we become a workaholic. Well, you know, I'm not working like I used to, and we move from addiction to addiction to addiction because we're dealing with externals. We refuse to get to the inside problem.
That and more coming up when The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns from this quick break. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We're about to return to the program Hope for the Helpless, but before we do, I want to remind you that the CD containing today's message is available to you, as well as Dr. Young's powerful booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life. This special combo pack is our gift when you give a donation to help The Winning Walk continue broadcasting the proven truth of God's Word on this station. So request your combo resource pack when you call us today at 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Now here's Dr. Young with more proven truth for the hopeless.
You see how we control people with our image, we control people financially, we try to control people emotionally, and sometimes in the middle of this little castle with our flag flying high, we put two dragons out there, rage and anger. Man, if you cross me, I'm going to just erupt in you. I'm going to get angry with you. And we put those two dragons out there. And that also helps us control others, doesn't it? And the other way is helplessness. Oh, I'm so helpless. I couldn't live. If you turned away from me, I wouldn't have anybody. I am hopeless and I am helpless. And all of a sudden, you have to buy into my malady, into my mystery, into my sickness. Control. So many, many ways we're Phi Beta Kappa in it. And those who are dysfunctional in so many ways, who are functioning dangerously in your life, whether it's a substance addiction, or whether it's a compulsive behavior, or what if it's emotional problems, you are dysfunctional and we take control of our life and then it somehow gets out of control as we are control freaks. In fact, in the process, we can try to control God. I know you wouldn't do that. We say, God, I went to church. I read the Bible. I'm doing good. I gave a little money. I said a kind word. And I've got all these things that I'm doing. Look at the scoreboard, God. I've run up a big score. Now, don't bother me about this dysfunctional area of my life, about this sickness, about this addiction. Now, don't bother. But look at all this I'm doing for you, God. You know what God does when we try to control him? He just disengages. He just backs up. That's all he does. He said, hey, go ahead. Just do what you want. How many times have I heard people say, I've got a special deal with God. You know, I've worked out something with God. How arrogant. God cuts no special deals with anybody. He is sovereign. But we try to control, manipulate the Almighty. So we get control. We become control freaks trying to control others, how they think, what they think about us, what they do, in so many, many manipulative ways. And then suddenly our life gets out of control, doesn't it? It gets out of control because the consequences of being control freaks, because the consequences of trying to run our own life. And that's where all the addictions come. And there are those who eat too much. Obesity. There are those who drink too much. Alcoholism. There are those who take all kinds of pills and drugs. There are those who are sexually addicted. There are those who are addicted to power. There are all kinds of addictions that run rampant in the lifestyle as we move in the 21st century. It's all around us. And when these consequences come in, you know the consequences of being a control freak? People back away from you. You know, they slam the door in your face. They don't want to have anything to do with you. They look for excuses to get away from you. And therefore, suddenly your life is out of control. Now, someone would come up to you and say, you know, I think this may be, oh, no, I'm fine. You know, you have a problem. Oh, no, I can stop smoking. I can stop working so hard anytime I want to. You know, it's no problem to me. You okay? Oh, I'm okay. See the cartoon of the dead cow? He's on his back. Man, rigor mortis is set in. His feet were straight up in the air. Underneath it says, really, I'm fine. But we're experts at denying that we have any problems. Denying that we have a compulsive behavior. Denying that there is anorexia and bulimia. Denying that we're overbearing. Denying that we're control freaks. Denying that we have been a part of a dysfunctional lifestyle that have bred other dysfunctional lifestyles. We're great at denial. Let me tell you something about denial. In a Texas phrase, it's kind of crude. If one person goes up to you and says, you are a horse's tail, forget it. Don't pay any attention to it. If two people go up to you and says, you are a horse's tail, you'd better look in the mirror. If three people go up to you and say that you are a horse's tail, buy a saddle. There are a lot of people who have dodged reality for a long, long time. They refuse to buy a saddle. If someone says to you, three people say to you, you're working too hard, buy a saddle. If three people say to you, you've got your temper and your anger out of control, buy a saddle. If three people say to you, you may be addicted to whatever this is, buy a saddle. But you see, we are so good at denial. And we have the idea that, you know, I can change external things. I can change where I go, who I see, you know, what I think. I can change a lot of external things, and then I will be able to overcome this addiction or this compulsive area of my personality. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do it. It's never been done like that. This is an inside problem. And sometimes we change external things and we say, boy, I don't drink anymore, but we become obese. And we say, boy, I've got my weight under control. We become a workaholic. Well, you know, I'm not working like I used to. And we move from addiction to addiction to addiction because we're dealing with externals. We refuse to get to the inside problem. Now, those who are in denial, and that's a lot of us. In fact, that's most of us. Let me tell you the way out of denial. The way out of denial is pain. Pain will break through the wall of denial every single time. You just continue to go down that primrose path. You continue to pursue this hidden, this broken, this spinning out of control area of your life, and you're going to run head on into pain.
This is The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and you're listening to today's message, Hope for the Helpless. We'll return to the message in just a moment. First, please call us to request a CD with today's message from Dr. Young, as well as his powerful booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life. This valuable resource pack is our gift to you to thank you for helping to support these Winning Walk broadcasts on this station. So please request your resource pack when you call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. And don't go away. There's more proven truth ahead for the hopeless on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we rejoin Dr. Young, remember to visit our online store for more powerful resources. You can find CDs, DVDs, books, and more at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. And while there, you can sign up for Dr. Young's free email devotional. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Winning Walk. Now, more proven truth for the hopeless.
So if you have any area of your life that is spinning out of control, whatever area of addiction, whatever area of undeveloped personality, whatever area of bitterness or coldness or violence toward wife or husband or children, whatever it is, you just follow that pain and it will lead you to the real root of the problem in your life. We take control, i.e. Adam and Eve. We put that flag up over the castle of our life. Then we become control freaks. We're going to control everybody and everything around us, even God. And then we get out of control because the consequences of our own sinful selfishness, arrogance, the consequences of our own addictions, our own compulsions in order to cover up the hurt that we feel, the estrangement that we feel, the friends and family that we've lost. We cover all of that up. And we wake up and we're out of control in that area of our lives. What is the answer? The answer is that we give up control. That's a hard thing to do. Jesus said, if you save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you're going to find it. That's not double talk. That's the first step of understanding we surrender control to Him. You see, God is going to fly His flag exclusively over the castle of your life or my life, and your flag can't be in the picture. And we have to come to the point that we give up control. Now we're ready for the first two steps of AA. We just now got there. This is a preamble to it. The first step is a step of hopelessness. It says that if for someone to be healed, for someone to come out of that addictive, that abusive lifestyle in whatever form it might take, the first step of Alcoholic Anonymous, Emotions Anonymous, Sexual Addiction Anonymous, Workaholic Anonymous, whatever you put out there, the first step is a step of hopelessness. In other words, you have to come to the position that you really believe without any question that my life is unmanageable and I can't do anything about it myself. In other words, you have to come to the belief that my life is spinning out of control and I can't do anything about it myself. Hopelessness.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. You can request a CD containing today's message, Hope for the Helpless, as well as Dr. Young's powerful booklet, Hope in the Storms of Life, when you call us today. This powerful resource pack is our gift to thank you for your support of this broadcast and to keep God's proven truth on this station. So please request your resource pack when you call us today at 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. And thanks for studying God's Word with us. We hope to see you again Tuesday for more proven truth about leaving bad habits behind, right here on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.